With Thanksgiving just days away, we turn to our partners from PBS Student Reporting Labs and Andrea Salazar-Lopez to hear how they are safely distancing this holiday season.
One, two, three.
Happy Thanksgiving!
I was eating soup.
It sounds so good.
This year, my friends and I did our annual Friendsgiving meal over Zoom.
So my grandpa lives in a nursing home, so we can't have Thanksgiving with him this year. I haven't been able to see people who are really important to me in months.
It's really hard having such a large family during this time. I just want all of us to be under one roof, but we can't because I'm scared for their health.
As the world experiences another wave of COVID cases, millions of families are considering skipping holiday get-togethers. Scientists think that the virus has spread largely indoors.
SpinCo was following all of the public health guidance. 11 positive COVID-19 cases.
Despite practicing social distancing, 45 people who showed up have now tested positive.
So how does the virus spread?
SARS-CoV-2, which is transmitted through droplets, are those little beads of moisture when you're coughing, sneezing, talking, singing.
Viral droplets are one thing. Aerosols also spread the virus.
Aerosols are tiny particles that we cannot quite see with our naked eye. The larger droplets, they fall to the ground maybe, you know, within about 1 or 2 feet, but the aerosols can be suspended and they can travel beyond 6 feet.
As aerosols, virus particles remain in the air for up to 3 hours. When you're outside, there's more air circulating, so the chance of encountering the virus is much lower. Indoors, the same air generally recirculates, so there's more risk that a virus will infect a new person. A review of more than 20,000 cases of COVID found that fewer than 500 were contracted through fully outdoor events. The vast majority were blamed on indoor transmission.
So how can we gather more safely for this Thanksgiving?
We can never eliminate the risk, except to not have the gathering.
For family and friends who are elderly or vulnerable, the best option might be to include them on Zoom.
You know, we're not going to have a Thanksgiving with, you know, 12 of us gathered around the, you know, around the table this year.
If you can, eat outside.
But I'm really grateful for my big covered porch. I will turn the outdoors into a dining environment. Even outdoors, space is still important. And wearing masks is still important. Indoors, we would recommend everything we can think of in terms of minimizing that risk of transmission.
Greet your family members with hand sanitizer.
Maybe we can try to center the gatherings not around a meal.
If you do decide to eat together, consider eating in shifts. Spread out in different parts of your house and crack windows open frequently to increase ventilation.
You know, grandma or auntie, we can't do this dinner tonight. We love you too much.
This year, we're still going to try to see each other. We're going to be socially distanced and eating outside. So
that's going to be so cold. So we came up with the idea of like making a Thanksgiving dinner plate and like sending it to my grandpa and then like calling him. He kind of struggles with technology, but if that works out, then we can eat Thanksgiving dinner with him.
I'm thankful that, like, you know, we're all here and we get to hang out over Zoom and stuff. It's nice to see you guys.